RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
That music means it's time for Tomlin Takes, maybe for the last time ever. Wouldn't that be delightful?
You're not, your head is saying it. Your heart doesn't sound in it. Like, you want it to be true, but you know it won't be.
Here is Mike Tomlin to start on the magnitude of getting to play the Ravens in Week 18 with something on the line.
Hey.
Oops.
Try it again.
It is an honor, man, to be in these games, to be in these hotly contested matchups. It seems like Baltimore is always a dance partner. I certainly am respectful and appreciative of that relationship and some of the historic things we've been able to do when these two teams have come together. This appears to be one of those weekends. It's humbling and an honor to be a component of it, but to be a component of it is just that. You know, our job is to win.
It's humbling and honoring to be a part of a game that honestly should have never happened if we had just beaten the Browns decisively on Sunday. And then we could have really made this rivalry perk up by getting to play the team we hate, eliminating them the week before, and getting to play backups against them to like rub it in their face that they're eliminated and we're not. That to me would have been, what's going on here with this song?
Yeah, what are we doing?
Why is it
Charlie?
Starting over and so quickly?
Because that's the way that the bet is set up.
No, we never heard it this way.
Maybe we have it on so low usually.
No, it never starts up like that.
Hmm. Do we have like a Milli Vanilli situation on our
I think it's
here?
Just, it's changing so fast that it's going to drive me crazy if we do this for the rest of the segment. So, tell our friends Flock of Seagulls or whatever the heck their names are.
Flock of Seagulls?
Who are these guys? Whatever this band's name is.
Isn't it Aha?
Tell Aha to shut up.
All right, so what I have in here is only a 41-second
yes,
long.
Yes, get it out. See ya.
All right.
He said honor to be in the AFC North title game like they got picked by a committee.
Yes, like the bowl coalition poll had him up there.
Thank you for selecting us to play in the playoff.
We're honored to be here at the Independence Bowl or something like that.
Yeah, you're only in this because of the calamity
I really dislike that because I've said many times I don't expect Mike to ever give you like the strategic look behind the curtain, and he's going to say certain things to keep his team engaged in it. And maybe even that one is him trying to do a Jedi mind trick. We're honored to be here. But that one, for some reason, to me, is beyond the pale. Like, we all watched it. That game sucked. Oh, here we go again. I think he's got it now.
Charlie, if you're just doing this to mess with me, so help me God.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I was going to say, this is a dangerous game, a high wire act. Anyway, this one is so beyond the pale. Like, we all know, Mike, why you're here. Stop trying to act like it's a good thing. His insistence on, like, just talking about the pageantry of the AFC
yeah,
North.
Don't gaslight us.
I hate, yeah, exactly. That's the word. Thank you.
Leave that
it's
for your players.
It's classic gaslighting.
Here he is going back and forth with reporters, including our Jeff Hathorn, on what's going on with TJ Watt.
I'm assuming since TJ practiced last week that he has some, that he's been cleared at least to do that.
Again, he's coming off of a medical circumstance different than the injury circumstance. And so certainly he has a certain level of health, but we want to be cautious about how we work him back into the fold. And certainly he's done appropriate things in that area as well. And as I mentioned last week, I'm sure you guys will be hearing from him sooner rather than later. Directly.
Do you consider using him situationally, or does he need to be back to be a full-time starter?
I'm open to utilizing him in any way that's appropriate relative to his availability.
Mike, does he need to practice fully multiple days this week to be able to go on Sunday?
Practice participation certainly would be more comforting in terms of making the decision, given he's coming back from a medical circumstance.
How would you describe his level of football shape?
I doubt that TJ is ever out of football shape or conditioning over the course of a 12-month calendar. I just know how he lives his life and how he prepares and how thoughtful he is in terms of what he puts in his body and how he trains. And so I don't imagine that component of it being a major concern.
My takeaway is the ball's in Watt's court. I think they are going to let him make the ultimate decision. Do you trust your body to play on Sunday? Okay, so you do think you can play. Now, how much do you think you can play? We'll play it by ear once we get in stadium, but I think they're going to let him. It's his body. He's the one that went through this quote-unquote medical procedure. I think they're going to pretty much leave it in his hands, and if he feels up for it, I think they'll let him go.
Well, then he's probably going to want to play. I just don't...
I don't know.
That thing about... Well,
I don't agree with that.
Well, them letting him do that?
No, I don't agree with him.
You think he'll just... I don't think he'll just rubber stamp it and say, put me in, coach?
Yeah, I think he's the type of guy, and we see this from when he takes himself out of games, when he's healthy. I think if he feels like he can't be TJ Watt...
He doesn't want to put himself out there?
Yeah. Well, I don't think he wants to play at like 40%.
That's why the most specious part of Tomlin's answer there to me was, I think he's TJ Watt, he's always in football shape. Mike, despite his long history of great play here... One of the critiques from fans has often been he's out of the game at the most crucial moments because he decides he needs a breather because of how hard he plays and everything else. He's not Max Crosby, who, by the way, was like livid that he wasn't playing in one of the worst NFL games of the year. He was shooting
right,
baskets.
I actually
with
respect
his kid.
That about him.
No, I do too. I do too.
Here is Tomlin on making do without Darnell Washington.
We use a lot of tight ends. We also use guys at the tight end position that don't play tight end. Spencer Anderson. And so we have a lot of options at our disposal relative to that from a strategy perspective. And certainly given 6 or 7 days to prepare, I don't think it'll be a strategic issue in terms of replacing his efforts.
We play a lot of tight ends versus we know what to do with our tight ends or know how to use our tight ends are two different things. To their credit, I will give them a compliment. They have unlocked and untapped something in Darnell Washington. And I think now moving forward, they have a kind of unique player at that position that gives them a competitive advantage. Where they lose track of things at that position is how the rest of the guys get, like, how they dole out the playing time and then how they use those guys.
Used.
Yes. So Freiermuth and Smith. And he says, oh, we'll be fine. We got a lot of tight ends. Yeah, you do, but I don't trust you to use those guys correctly.
Right.
And Pat Freiermuth's season is exhibit A for that.
I mean, the only silver lining, and I say this very, not even half-heartedly, this is quarter-heartedly, is maybe you get Freiermuth, who has proven pretty obviously that if you can target him, he can make plays for you. Get him the ball more. The Darnell Washington touches should go to one person in the passing game, and that's Freiermuth. Targets, the touches, all of it. Not Jonnu Smith. As a matter of fact, if you're going to use Jonnu Smith, I would rather you line him up as a running back and toss the ball to
him. Like they used to do with Cordarrelle Patterson.
It's worked this year
another
for a touchdown.
Another one of Arthur Smith's favorites.
But it's worked this year for a touchdown. He's faster than Cordarrelle Patterson, by the way.
I think you probably were. And I beat you in the 40.
Shut up.
Here is Mike Tomlin on what the heck happened with Roman Wilson, how he went from being bullish on Roman Wilson to barely playing him against the Browns.
particularly when you're not winning third downs. I don't think anyone plays as much as they would like. We've had this conversation many times about running the football. I felt really good about our run plan. I thought we had an opportunity to really control the game through those means, and we didn't have a bad running day, but we certainly didn't have as good a running day as we could have had we converted more possession downs. And I think the same could be said about levels of participation for guys like Roman and thus their ability to impact the game in a positive way.
So we needed more offensive plays for the guys we deem better than Roman Wilson to get tired and need a playoff so he could have gone in more and played in those situations.
I just don't know. I just don't even know why. Why even bother? I know why people ask the questions. They should be. He's a third-round pick from last year. At this point, Mike just should say something to the effect of, he's been working hard, but we just didn't find a place to use him. Just don't even try to...
How great would it be if he said an Aaron couldn't find a way to use him in this game? Because that's really the main reason why he doesn't play is because Aaron Rodgers doesn't trust
him. But I think also I do think Mike has strong enough opinions that if Mike really felt like he was doing something in practice that was worth taking a look at in the game, he would say, Aaron, I'm sorry, but you got to put this guy out there, and we're going to put him out there. You got to look for him.
Those were Tomlin takes. Thank you, Charlie.
Had a labeling issue in there that Charlie told me in my ear was the issue.
Who do you blame?
It's the way that things are labeled. Nobody's fault.
Why are you asking Charlie who do you blame? You guys were the ones involved in this. I should be the one being the blame arbiter here.
The song is called Take On Me. So I looked up Take On Me.
You found it.
And that was the 41-second one.
But
there's another one that's deep in there that's called Tomlin Takes.
Deep in there. And that was the one he was looking for.
I was playing the one that I thought was the right one.
I will admit to this one on Pony's side. When I kept hearing it loop over and over again, I was ready to strangle myself.
Out.
Yes, I was getting very upset.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.